Judge Marion Sumi rejected the Government Accountability Board's contention that it's illegal for Van Hollen to both sue the board and represent it at the same time. For most lawyers, she said that's against the rules. But Sumi says there's an explicit exception when it comes to the Attorney General. Sumi also decided to let both political parties and a coalition of labor groups join this court case, but she set the next hearing date for October 23rd, and that may be too late to force elections clerks to check hundreds of thousands of voter registrations. Republican Party of Wisconsin Director Mark Jefferson told reporters that's disappointing.
It appears that the other side is going into a little bit of a four corners here, trying to run out the clock. But what's important is we're going to be focused on the issues at hand. And the issue is, can the Government Accountability Board and the state bureaucracy be allowed to ignore federal law any longer?
The Attorney General's office had objected to any additional parties joining or fighting this lawsuit. Assistant Attorney General Stephen Means told the court it would make it less likely that the Department of Justice could reach a settlement with the board. Board Attorney Lester Pines was asked about that possibility by reporters right after the Republican Party's Jefferson spoke.
It's possible for the Government Accountability Board and the Attorney General to come to agreement, but given what I heard from this character who just spoke to you, it doesn't sound like the other party, in this case the Republican Party, wants anything to do about settlement. They want to just keep people from voting.
Pines says he'll now focus on arguing to the court that even if there was any wrongdoing by the state, it would be up to the U.S. Attorney General to prosecute, not Van Hollen. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.